Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade.
Cause the boys that, of course, was recorded in conjunction with our friends at BMW, the ultimate driving machine. And joining us live here at the Rebecca Creek Saloon is our buddy John Daniels. Hello, JD.
Guys, how are you?
We're doing fine. We are doing fine. We are closing in on May here, and we're ready for some luck to change for your Texas Rangers. Do you? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of different ways to get to the record draft, but do you, I feel like there's been some moments where luck certainly hasn't gone your way. Do you feel that at all?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, you look at the hard hit balls and some of those things not falling in for us, and that part certainly could change some of the freak injuries. But definitely more a believer you make your own luck, mm-hmm. you know, and. There have been some positives, clearly, but you know, all in all, we haven't played great. Our lack of depth has been exposed in certain areas with some of the guys getting banged up. We've had some, you know, some bright spots. Right? We get to see Kiner play. He looks great. Bartolo stepping in when Pfister goes down. Maz, you know, looks like him making big strides with his approach, especially against left-handed pitching and several others. But, you know, while I want to acknowledge some of those things we've done well, where the balls haven't fallen in, I want to be realistic about it too, and you know, the staff's grinding pretty hard to get these guys back playing where we want to be.
Sorry about that. I feel like you're cheating a little bit here, because you have to say Isaiah Kiner Falefa. You have to go through the whole thing. You're just saying Kiner.
Yeah.
Is that authorized?
That's what I've done since we drafted him. It's felt pretty safe.
Yeah.
I can't screw up Kiner, you know. So I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
Has he responded to that, John?
He has. You know, I don't know if it's more a function of, like, my job title or if he's actually good with it. I should probably check in with him, see if that's okay.
Yeah, our boss can walk in and call me Jeffrey and be like, oh, that's great. Yes, sir. I am Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're gonna have a little Matt Moore. Last time Matt Moore came out, he pitched pretty well.
Yeah, and I definitely think it was part of it, just kind of wanting to, yeah, you go back to where you spent most of your career and familiar place and teammates and administration, all that, and everybody always wants to perform well against your old team. But I think we saw some things there, too, from his delivery, stayed closed a lot better, looked like, you know, a little extra on the fastball. So hopefully we can see those things continue on tonight.
You know, it's got to be tough to be in your position and it's a great position. It's an awesome job. It's a coveted job, but you take a ton of criticism, and I'm always shocked by some of the stuff I see out there.
This is the first I've heard of this.
I saw it yesterday.
I mean, just from our show alone, and we support you.
We're coming to hell. Yard. There's a guy over the weekend who was tweeting me, and he was like, hey, John Danny spelled John wrong, J-O-H-N.
And must have been talking about somebody else.
And he's just like, John. Ever since John Daniels bought the team, you know, John Daniels needs to sell this team. And
you think Ray would catch on if I sold it and took it?
I know. He wouldn't know that happened.
You know, there's obviously every GM has hits, every GM has misses and so forth. But, you know, in terms of dealing with that type of thing when it's way off base, how do you deal with all that?
Well, listen, first of all, like, I'm not even going to sit here and say anything's off base. I mean, part of the reason that I got involved in the game, or that most people get involved in, is like, we were fans first. So I totally get that part. And everybody does it differently. Like some fans boo the star player when he's struggling, and some, you know, save it for, they don't like how a guy acts off the field. Everybody does it a little differently. So I honestly, and that's not like a PR kind of, I'm not trying to be like politically correct and say that. I believe that. Like, so that stuff doesn't bother me at all. Like, bottom line is, like, we haven't performed. We haven't been great so far this year. you know, our track record over a long period of time is good. But if I'm a fan, I want to know two things. Are we winning tonight? Like, are we going to win right now? And what is the long-term plan? You know, and those are really the same two things I'm focused on as well. You know, we came into the season knowing that, listen, we didn't go out and trade for slash sign, you know, five guys to fill our five biggest needs, and we didn't have an off season where we were looking at it as, hey, we're all in to put the best possible team on the field right now. We're going to commit to a number of young guys. We didn't have the depth at AAA if we were to get injuries, get a number of injuries. That's happened. So, listen, we took some calculated risks that put ourselves in a spot where we could get exposed if certain guys didn't play well or got hurt. We get it. At the same time, you know, we're spending a lot of time focusing on the long term down below as well.
All right, so this question I'm about to ask you is kind of inspired by what Ben just asked, and it got me thinking about a few things. Number one, when you're on the outside looking in, you see things a certain way. And then you get in the inside and you see things way differently. I used to have very strong opinions about the way an NBA team should be run. And then working for the Mavericks, a lot of those thoughts change because you see things firsthand. When you were first getting into this business, did you have certain beliefs about things that a baseball club should do that have changed once you were the one making the decisions?
Yes, and I'll give you one example off the top of my head is, you know, I'm definitely a believer in kind of upgrading talent when there's an opportunity. And when you're outside, you say, well, this guy's clearly better than this guy. Well, why would you not make this move? It's a kind of an obvious deal. And honestly, most of the time, that probably is still the way to go. But, you know, there's a difference between accumulating talent and putting a team together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, I've definitely learned over the years. And the value of, like, what that you know, those guys are that have that kind of winning makeup, that that desire, that ability to overcome adversity, the way they fit in with the clubhouse, the way they can motivate others and help other guys around them, the guys that are able to get better versus the guys that, for whatever reason, have those kind of blocks, that have great ability, can't get better. So I guess the younger me would have said it, you know, pretty much any, take the emotion out of it, take the block, all the personal side out of it. Anytime there's a chance to upgrade, you go regardless. Probably change there to some degree. At the same time, like, I like having, you know, some of the fresher minds, maybe a little less institutionalized, a little less jaded that in the decision-making group that still are pushing for those things. I think it's healthy. You want to be willing to make the upgrade even if it is a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, your gig is such a what have you done for me lately. And, you know, I grew up a Ranger fan, so my whole life, you know, coming out here to games. And, you know, it wasn't very good for a long time. And, you know, your era has been one of the best with your team and your guys and your staff. And it's been the greatest era in Rangers history. Obviously, this is a lull right here. This is a reboot, if you will. But it's also a result of all of those trades at the deadline to go for it. And if you hadn't made those trades, boy, the media, the fan base would have, you know, skewered you. Just like, I can't believe you didn't make these trades to go for it. And the clubhouse would too. But after being in contention for so long, doesn't it take a while to kind of rebuild and replenish and let the single-A guys kind of come up and mature?
Yeah, it does. You know, there's certainly a couple of those trades that, you know, 22, I wish I'd love to have back, right? Because they didn't have necessarily the short-term impact, and now we're feeling that the long-term impact on the depth. But overall, like, if I had to do it again, all or nothing, I'd do it all again. You know, just the I mean, how much different is it, obviously, if we get that last strike there in St. Louis, and it changes the perception of everything, right? Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, anything is worth it for a ring, right? We didn't get it. So, you know, that argument kind of falls just shy. But I do think it'll take some time. I don't think that it's going to take to get back to where we were kind of the team to beat, right? Any given year, anything can happen. But year in, year out, to be the team to beat, it does take – there is some building that goes into that, and it does take some time. I was out in Hickory here earlier this week. Like, there's a lot of talent on that club. There's more coming. There's a really good talent on the team above it there in Kinston and down east. So we have talent. We need to develop it. We need more of it. We need to grind. We need to get better. We need to develop talent we have up here on the big league side. We got a number of guys that are 23, 24, 25 years old. They're going to be here for a long time. that are going to be really, really good, some of which are already really good. That's a lot of where our focus is right now.
It's the John Daniel Show, brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Is there one particular thing, player or area or something that stands out to you to make you think this will be quicker than what a lot of people think?
You know, there's a really athletic kind of middle of diamond centered position player group in those A-ball teams that we're excited about. Whether it's, you know, the catching group where, like, for instance, in Hickory, you know, we have three catchers that we like, and Pozo and Aboa and Huff, all really young, can all hit. Huff's probably a little bit overmatched at the level just right now, but he'll that's part of the process that he needs to go through, to the point where we don't have like a true first baseman on that team because they all need at bats. Between first base, catcher, DH, that group's there. The outfield mix, both there with Pedro Gonzalez, with Aparicio, with Jenkins, above it with Leody, Bubba Thompson coming behind, Chris Cease, the shortstop, coming behind. Matt Watley, the catcher, but so that center field, middle of the diamond, catcher, Cease, the shortstop. That's a really fun group that I think is going to kind of learn to win together and come up together.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of development, but at the major league level, boy, Delino had just an amazing home run robbery. I think it would have been a home run, but you know, to think it was not that long ago, you'd hear a lot of talk of, you know, hey, this guy doesn't get good reads on balls, or he's got a long way to go, and he admitted he wasn't a center fielder initially. But, I mean, that's a hell of a catch. So where is he right now in his development?
And I think he's always going to be working to get better, but I think he's matured into some kind of good player. I mean, his arm's gotten better. His reads and his jumps have gotten better. He tracked that ball perfect. Timed the jump perfect, was right there. His throws, I mean, he had a below-average arm when he started out there. It's average, solid average right now from an arm strength standpoint. You know, his approach, I mean, we've seen what kind of dynamic presence he can be at the top of the order. You see what Gordon did for them, just that speed element did for them against us this weekend. We missed that the last couple weeks. So he doesn't get enough kind of publicity. He's not a big self-promoter guy. He's not a flashy guy, but he's developed into a really, really good player.
On the health front, is there any way to kind of determine above or behind or ahead of schedule with what is going on with Elvis? Is it too early in this?
I think too early. It's been, what, about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Give or take, right? It was that Anaheim series, April 9th, 10th, around there. You know, he's getting his treatments 2-3 times a day. There's just so much you can do to accelerate, you know, bone healing.
Right.
Got a scan, and Dr. Fella, you could definitely see improvement there. So we're doing the right things. But, you know, I think sometime in June is probably a realistic timetable. Too early to say whether it's, you know, beginning, middle, or end of the month.
Right. So you've got Pfister coming off the DL this week. It'll be Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. We're looking for him to make that start.
So that move, there will be a move that will need to be made in the rotation. Do you want to take this opportunity to
– ooh, I like this.
Well, we're still looking at, you know, there are times we talked about at the beginning of the season that all six guys could start. And this may be one of those times where Doug, you know, he basically threw two extended bullpens, didn't have a rehab start after being down for 10 or 12 days. So, you know, the value of that extra day rests for him. Miner's a guy we've continued to try to get that extra day, at least in the first month or so of the season. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to take somebody out. You know, after Thursday, I think we've got maybe 13, 14 days in a row where, you know, there might be a value of everybody getting a turn. But, you know, as we've seen here early on, like, things happen. Don't want to get too far ahead of yourselves with planning, but it's nice to have that option, have, you know, six professional veteran starters.
Is there anything that happens now that still surprises you? In other words, a no-hitter against a 17-win team before May even gets here? What did you think when you saw that?
Well, I don't want to say a no-hitter didn't surprise me. They always surprise you. The best guys never get them. But for better or worse, Manea's really taken a step. I mean, looked to be in, like, great shape physically and just looked to be more of, like, a pitcher rather than, like, kind of a stuff guy, a young guy come up just throwing as hard as he could. And 107, 108 pitches?
Yes. I think that's right.
He was really good against us.
Yeah.
Not that we foresaw a no-hitter coming, but you could see this guy's, like, clearly taking a step there.
Awesome stuff. Hey, thanks for coming in person.
Yeah, you
really,
guys.
Really appreciate it.
Hey, Dizzy.
Want Dez or what?
I like this.
I'm kind of intrigued by the science experiment thing. If we go like Beckham, Dez, Ingram, draft Barkley, no offensive line, 37-year-old quarterback, and see what happens. freak talented options, and question whether you can get any of the ball.
As a professional GM, are you advising the Giants to go Barkley at two?
I don't know enough about it. No, I mean, it seems like the thing to do is take a quarterback, but as a fan, I would be excited if you had, like, multiple, like, elite weapons like that. It would be fun to watch.
As Cowboy fans, we're hoping Eli keeps playing for a long time.
To get a third ring?
What a comeback.
Oh. All right, there he goes, John. Shots fired. John Daniels. That was brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.